Rush Limbaugh, Democrats, Big Tech want Breitbart censored for expanding press freedom. By Joel B. Polak on November 18, 2020. Rush Limbaugh defended Breitbart News from censorship by Big Tech and the Democrats on Wednesday, noting that Andrew Breitbart had expanded freedom of the press in America. Commenting on Tuesday's Senate hearing on tech censorship, Limbaugh said. During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on tech censorship yesterday, Danong Dick Blumenthal attacked the Rasputin guy, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg for not censoring enough conservative content. He wants them to censor Breitbart more than they're censoring Breitbart. That was his problem. His problem is they're not being tough enough. It's one more thing to block the New York Post for 6 weeks, but that's nothing. You guys gotta shut down Breitbart. This is a United States senator. Look, it might sound funny, and especially when you think of the pictures of these two guys and the picture of Danong Dick, who looks cadaverous, if you ask me. I'm so sick of being governed by a bunch of weird-looking people, I can't tell you. Anyway, a United States senator. They swear an oath to the Constitution of United States. United States senators are asking these two guys to further censor Breitbart News. Breitbart didn't do anything to anybody. They're as legitimate journalists as anybody else out there. Remember what I said yesterday. It's wide open out there now. The elite news people lost control over who gets to be in news and who doesn't. And that happened starting in 1988. And then something big happened in 1997. Drudge blew open the Lewinsky story. Newsweek spiked it. So when Drudge did that, Drudge opened up the website world to anybody who wanted to get involved. So no longer did you have to wait for what Newsweek or Time or the New York Times or anybody else does. Anybody could have a website. Anybody could be a web journalist in America, and a lot of people have. A lot of people have. One of them was Andrew Breitbart, and there are countless others. Most of them at the time were on the right, but now everybody does. So what used to be a very elite world, a very closed and restricted world where not very many people were in it controlled by the drive-by media, was all of a sudden open. In 1988, this program opens it up. Then Drudge blows up Newsweek, goes ahead and publishes a story they won't, and the world was forever changed. And it has continued to evolve and change. And now you've got a United States senator at Senate hearings asking the people that run Twitter and Facebook why they are unfairly censoring this news organization or the person on a random basis, and they're not getting honest answers. Then you have a United States senator from Connecticut who tells them they're not censoring enough. A United States senator. He doesn't care. The only thing that matters to him is Breitbart is right-wing and so they should be made to go out of business. A United States senator, folks. He is violating his constitutional oath by asking them to do this. Right here it is. Blumenthal complains Facebook not censoring Breitbart News enough. Democrats, citing left-wing, George Soros-funded Media Matters, claim that conservatives are not, in fact, censored by social media. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.